Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I hit the button. I'm assuming it's all working. I'm assuming it's working. I'm guessing. My guess is the in the other room, program two, Adrian, may not be for the hotkeys. May not be in. I'll also try something on my end, but I'm hearing nothing on my end right now.
Nothing on mine too.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Well, because yeah, if I can't hear it, you can't hear it. Yeah, I'm gonna try and turn something off, turn it back on again.
Okay.
And everything. It's so funny. The six o'clock break has become such a mystery. It's like, what's gonna happen today?
Mm-hmm.
Like where will it happen? Will it work? Will it not work? I will take full responsibility on this one too. Although if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do on my end, and full disclosure, I'm at the farm for this week. It's Thanksgiving, you know, and all that. Adrian says he hears music. You and I don't hear music.
I hear music now.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I still do not. I've got a big bunch of nothing. But, well, you know what? If it's working, then it's working.
It's working.
And we'll see.
Let it work.
We'll take our wins.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. But I will. Okay, what do I always say? Stop touching stuff. And what did I do last week?
I touched stuff.
I touched stuff because I thought I was helping. And stop helping. That's the other thing. Everybody stop helping because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I have now fallen victim to what I believe is my own as I raise my coffee cup. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers.
Because I think I ruined it all. Michaela is back from her big California adventure. Woo! You made it through. Okay. The part that I don't think we told before we left is you were scrambling Friday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the music for the first dance of the married couple that you blew off F1 weekend? And the thousands of dollars that go along with that.
Yes.
She could have paid her bills for the entire year. But you know what?
True.
Her loyalty is greater than her financial.
Need for
I don't
money
know what
to
I'm saying.
Pay bills.
That's what I'm saying right there. She'll do, you know what? If when she says she'll do anything for a friend,
gotcha,
this is right there. Example number one, Your
exactly.
Honor.
Yes. We got
so,
the music, not
you got
without
the music.
Making my band absolutely nuts all Friday. I said, I need help. They ran to each other's house, got it taken care of, sent it to me. I owe them big, but we got the track.
Yeah, the long and the short of that is a little behind the scenes. So Michaela will often just sing to a track at these things.
No, I and never do. I always sing with my band. That's why the tracks always throw me off, because it's not like a normal occurrence. And I hate singing a track. And
really?
Oh, I hate it. You know why? Because I feel like I don't have enough freedom,
right,
like you do with your
right.
band to play.
Because now you're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you're locked
into
the track.
It's like having to follow a script, and you're like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, yeah, that would be like if we had to follow a script on this show.
Exactly.
Oh, and I would never, I always tell people when they write me a script, when I go do, I tell people when I go to do events, I tell people, tell me what you really need me to tell them.
Yes.
I'll fill in the rest.
Yeah.
Same way with you in the song.
Exactly.
Tell me what song you want. I will put my special brand of Michaela hot sauce,
mm-hmm,
available in stores everywhere. You know, available in the, you know, food aisle.
Yeah.
So this is funny. So I thought that this was something that you did quite frequently and that you could just go on the internet, find a karaoke track. You can find anything now.
Totally.
And AI will do almost anything.
100% you're right, unless it is a specific arrangement that does not exist,
right,
which...
Right.
I
that
forgot
no
until the
yet.
Last hour.
And but I could, you know, there's, okay, yes. Is there a case for why'd you wait till the last minute? Sure. But of all the things that you could potentially wait till the last minute-ish, you know, then whatever, this should be fine.
Yeah, totally.
And it was not fine.
It was not fine.
But it was not fine. Yeah. And Michaela learned it should have been fine, but it was not fine.
Spoiler alert. Chat, say it.
What? But it was not fine.
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
So you're scrambling. Then how did the drive go? Getting to LA, you fought like the buffalo. You went straight into the storm, right? Just straight through it.
We decided
the quickest way through it
to go straight through it at 5 a.m. Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we did. So.
Yep. Okay. Now, the reason I'm slapping the counter in laughter is because we moved heaven and earth to be able to, Michaela, leave. Michaela, get
go,
out
Michaela.
Of the, you know, go, mm-hmm. go. Exactly. So then you made it even more. This is so me. So then you decided to make it more of a high wire act.
Yep. Sure did.
I thought I did that. I didn't think you did that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. We did. So we decided not to leave until 5 a.m. because a couple of things happened. Oh, my God. I'm telling you,
you're
I'm
a maniac.
Just happy to be here. Psychopath.
You're
But what happened what? Let's see what happened was. It was raining so hard on Friday.
It was okay.
And I got really nervous. And then okay. I was waiting to get this track. I had to organize some things. Then it was getting darker the faster I was stressing. Finally, I was like, Lisa, let's just leave at 5 a.m. And she was like, sounds good to me because I don't really want to drive in the rain.
What time is the wedding?
The wedding's at 3.
Oh, God. Still, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no. Still. It was very much a high wire act. Having no business doing anything that I did. We did make it.
Yeah. All
made
good.
Made it on Everything. Time.
Nobody knew.
All good.
Nobody was the wiser.
Nobody even knew.
That's the greatest part.
No.
Nobody was the wiser.
Just really happy it all went down and it's over now.
Oh, no. I've got that coming. I've got that coming with the Las Vegas Bowl. I've got that with the Las Vegas Bowl. There's a luncheon the day before on the 30th. And I've got to fly in literally first flight out that morning. The luncheon's like at 11. I'll get in at maybe 9:30 or 10 and have to be full suit ready to go. And and nothing can go wrong. If one thing goes wrong, this whole thing blows up.
Same.
And see, the problem is now you've given me the confidence and I'm going to.
Yeah, I want you to feel the confidence. Did we also change in the bathroom into our nice outfits? Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Did we accidentally
sure did.
Play a song we didn't mean to play? Yes, we did. Did we have to add additional speakers and put them in Lisa's car? Yes, we did.
But yes, you did.
Did we make it on time? Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, you did. And nobody was the wiser. And you got back last night for Doberman?
Yeah, so we ended up, oh my God. We left after the wedding because then I decided, well, I'm wired from the wedding. Let's just get on the road. So we did. And you know what? I'm so happy we did. Because I actually hate what we're going to do. Fall sound asleep to have to wake up at 6 a.m. and get on the road. No, didn't want to do that. So we made it in time. It was all good.
So you left Saturday morning, came home Saturday night.
Exactly.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You're a superhero. Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen.
You, love you.
Michaela Gordon.
The Why am I one, clapping for myself?
The only because. Because two is good, three is better.
All right, great.
That's right. And if you're not clapping for yourself, who is?
Who the hell
you know?
Is?
All right. Well, golly, that's awesome. Toy Drive, 10 days away. 10. Thanksgiving this Thursday. Toy Drive next Thursday. Next Thursday is December 4th. It goes through the 15th at NV Energy. It's go time, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Cherry from Red Rock.
Cherry.
Or Cherie, excuse me.
Cherie.
Cherie.
Cherie. Cherie. Oh, but how often does that happen, Cherie?
Right.
Yeah. Hi, orders ready for Cherry. You're like, oh, yes,
she
it's
said,
me.
Right.
Great. Just great. First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving. We can say it now.
Same to you.
Woohoo.
And you know what? Happy Toy Drive starting in 10 days. I have a great story to tell you guys about. And they'll start. They're starting to come in now, the stories for okay. Toy Drive. And it's starting to roll. But first things first, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
On the downpour down by F1, watching all these people sit outside instead of coming out of the rain.
Yes!
That's awesome.
For commitment.
I have a weird love-hate with F1. Like, I'm totally, like, leading up to it, I did this last year, too. Leading up to it, I'm like, oh, F1, pain in the neck. Not that it doesn't affect me one bit. Michaela, you spend time down on the strip and strip adjacent. Does F1 mess up your life?
No. But I know it does a lot of people. I happen to sing at the right end of the strip usually. Yep. I have it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't, and where you live, you don't have to try and get around it or through it
exactly.
or over it or under, you know, or whatever.
Totally.
So I have this truly pissy attitude about F1 every year. Until Saturday night. And then when I see all of my friends that are, you know, that are out, and it's not even the ones that are super well connected anymore. It's all the people that like to go out and do cool stuff, show up at F1. And then I'm like, God, you know, I really ought to go to that thing.
Uh-huh.
I should.
You really ought to, yeah. I'm the bartender. I'm forced.
Oh, so you got to work.
Oh.
Gotta work.
Can you say where?
No, it's just some giant palace somewhere.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, there was a million of those.
That may
weekend,
or may
so.
Not be. Genius. That may or may not be beeper friendly. Yeah. Okay. I got you. That's a what do they call that? Hangover reference.
Right.
Do you make more money from F1?
I made an extremely huge amount of money from F1. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, then you
so
know what?
Good.
Then, you know what? Then I'm now on the F1 train.
Safe.
If Cherie's making money off F1, then I'm on the F1 train.
Yeah, dude. Good.
All right. Well, rock and roll. And on top of that, we're going to get you a pair of tickets for the ARC Immersive Experience at Area 15. It's happening right now. The Interstellar ARC Immersive Experience, courtesy of our friends at Interstellar ARC. It sounds cool.
It is, yeah. I've been there once before. My niece is coming into town, so that would be perfect.
Yes.
Sometimes it just works out better than it should. Well, congratulations then. And again, happy Thanksgiving. And we're glad you made a lot of money this weekend.
Same to you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day. Hang on 1 second.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a 10 days away from Toy Drive edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Dead.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. So, God, where do we even start with this? Sam Mensimer, okay, mm-hmm. was in fifth grade. He took a Washington, D.C. Metro bus every day. And would ask the driver, her name's Joy Kenley, a bunch of questions about driving the bus and buses and bus routes, mm-hmm. whatever. And every day she would patiently answer all of little 10-year-old Sam's questions. Now,
oh my God.
Fast forward. Yeah, you know where this is going.
Sorry.
10 years later, Sam works for Metro and wondered if Joy was still there, and it turns out, you know, like she inspired his whole career choice because he was obsessed. So she offered him a tour of the bus garage when he was a little kid. When he landed the job, he wondered if she still worked there. She still does. She's a station manager now, and here they are
talking about how they, you know, have like reconnected and all that.
Every morning, Joy was my bus driver. Bus would be crowded and I would be standing. By the time it got to my stop, there would be like a million people on the bus. So I was standing all the way at the front. And one day I just started asking questions.
One day, bus driver Joy Kenley had an idea. How about a tour of the bus garage?
I was like, yes, absolutely. I was over the moon as a 10-year-old. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
And I would think like 11 years ago, wow, he found me. And I'm thinking, and he's in a Metro uniform. Awesome.
And he's in a uniform because she took the time.
The best. The best.
Yeah. Amazing. And I love the reporter voice in the middle.
I know, right? You wanted to talk along.
And then, yes, hello, disembodied voice. Almost sounded like AI. The students at an elementary school in Vineland, New Jersey threw a surprise birthday party on Monday. Who is it for? A 9-year-old. Who is it for, you ask? Again, what 9-year-old? Well, it was for Cole. Okay, big deal. 9-year-old Cole, surprise birthday party. Cole is their deaf pit bull therapy dog.
many questions, so, but so sweet.
Oh no, it'll get, this is, I went, Michaela's going to love these today.
Mm-hmm.
The kids learned to sign happy birthday and then sang happy birthday in sign language to the dog.
To the dog? Does the dog understand sign language?
I don't know.
But they did it anyway.
Probably not.
The deaf service dog. Oh, God, okay. I love it.
Pitbull and a pity. You know, so adorable.
Adorable.
Pity, just, you know, just senior pitbull.
Yeah.
And with a crown on. And the students wheeled him into the auditorium and signed the song. The music teacher, Christopher Hanna, said that Cole, the therapist, has been working alongside me as the school therapy dog for the last 7 years and interacts with everybody every day. Cole, strangely enough, and I didn't even know they did this and how they would decide who wins and who doesn't. Cole was the ASPCA Dog of the Year in 2023.
Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it. That's why that crown didn't bother Cole at all.
Put some respect Cole, on like, his I'm name.
I know I'm the king. Cole serves as a hospice therapy volunteer also, in addition to working with the kids, and the official mascot of the New Jersey Veterans Memorial Home.
Love.
A little pity, Cole. Yeah. Happy birthday. To the
beautiful okay. boy.
And then the lottery story, of which we ordinarily would not speak of. But some dude goes into convenience store, 33-year-old guy, doesn't matter. He goes in, the guy in front of him goes, hey, give me some scratchers. And so he buys the scratchers. The guy tore off too many. He goes, I don't want that one. And he pushes it off. So the guy goes, fine, pushes off this side. Other dude coming behind him says, yeah, I'll take it. Scratched it off, won $1 million.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
The other guy didn't want it. And he just goes, I wasn't going to buy scratchers. He goes, it was there. I'll take it. The guy goes, you want it? Yeah, sure. I'll take it. $10 scratcher, $1 million.
Dude, I would think about that for the rest of my life.
The guy who walked away?
Yes.
Hopefully he doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
hopefully
don't tell me that news.
Yeah, no.
Well, the story's kind of going viral. Like he might read it on the internet.
I don't want to know nothing at that point.
He's going to know.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring and holiday gift giving store.
Sometimes I get a good.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:05 on Monday morning, the 24th day of November 2025. 10 days to toy drive.
Woof.
The question everybody asks, Michaela, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to. Listen, I don't have to do what you have to do, so it's very easy for me to be like, oh, I sure am.
But no,
I am.
Yours is not without its trickiness. You know what I mean? What you got to do, it's a bit of a high wire act, high pressure, a lot of activity and a lot going on. And I think people, they don't understand. But then again, same way. I like sausage. I don't care how it's made.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean?
So, and literally at this point, and really at any point, folks always, well, we want to be involved. We want to collab. Here's how it works. You bring toys. You bring bikes, you bring cash and gift cards. We say thank you and we try and tell, if you want us to tell everybody what you did, we'll make that. You've kind of got to make that happen on your own too. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just slip in and slip out and think we're going to read your mind and know who you were. You know, say hello.
Yeah.
Be, you know, come and enjoy. You know, but if you just run in and run out, well, I don't know that we can do much about that. But yeah, we want to see you. We want, trust and believe. We want to tell everybody.
For sure.
We do. Can we promise it? No. Do we get to everybody? No. I don't think.
But we try.
That'd be cool. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. If we were able to get every single one. But you know what? I'll bet our completion percentage is strong.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, we come as close as possible. We do what we can.
I think so. I think we do all right. We've had a request. I suppose it's time with 10 days out. Jay Stu's been on me for the last week. Jay Stu, who loves Toy Drive as much as just about anybody.
You ready to do this, Chet?
Yeah.
This early?
First things first. This early. It's here.
You're right.
You know what I mean? It's here. I would love to tell you it's this early too, but it's here. 702-364-9898. First things first, Michaela's hometown throwdown. Michelle Duong from Cadence is a two-time champ, going for win number 3 right now. I think we should play for a Glittering Lights Fast Pass. Everybody else goes in the left lanes. You go to the far right lane. Everybody else is waiting in the line. And trust me, there are a few people who have fast passes, but not as many as those who don't.
True.
You know what I mean? There's a reason why they call it the fast pass. And we'll qualify you for a Glittering Lights date night package, including 2 hot cocos, 2 snack-sized bags of kettle corn, 2 holiday light-up necklaces, and a limited edition Glittering Lights ornament.
Let's go.
Nice.
All for you right now at 702-364-9898. Are you ready? With 10 days out, Toy Drive starts December 4th. Thursday, December 4th at 6 a.m.
Oh boy.
Goes all the way through to Monday, December 15th at 10 a.m. It's a Monday morning at 10 a.m. You show up at 10:30, it ain't going to work for you. Which people do all the time. What do you mean? I didn't know. Yeah. It's been the same for the last 20 bajillion years. One year I flexed and got them to move it, and it was a nightmare.
I bet.
I would never do that again. I'm still hearing about it. Oh, remember that year? It cost us money. Okay.
Sorry.
My bad. But yeah, it's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving to the second Monday after that. And the second Monday after that, it ends at 10 a.m. That's how it goes at NV Energy, you know, because they got a big, parking lot and they treat us really well there. It's like home.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
It's got nothing to do with your power bill. Zero. It's got nothing to do with it. Oh no, I've already heard. Oh, is it at NV Energy again? Well, I'm not donating to that. Well, no, that's just the play. Calm down. It's this, you know, that's a different thing. Okay, if you're ready at 7:10 on Monday, the 24th day of November, 2025, 10 days out till Toy Drive, the very first playing of the official theme song of Toy Drive. I'll say this right now. I think it was a good choice. I think we did the right thing.
My whole body was excited. We started dancing immediately.
I wasn't going to say it. I was just going to say that might be a video. That might be a video that's blackmail worthy.
Yeah.
But, it was good. You know what? Jay Stu, good call. Happy toy drive, everybody. We're 10 days out. Let's freaking go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
And let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at 702-364-9898. Our champion, Michelle Duong of Cadence, going for win number three. She is back, right?
Yes.
Good. Michelle, you there? Good. Okay, yeah. Good. Michelle, you there? Good. All right, good. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah? Just chilling? Big deal? Right on. Yep. Enjoy this week. 70 degrees this week all the way up into Thanksgiving. Oof. And then after that, the toy drive weather drops in on us. Mm-hmm. Little rain heading into setup, and the temperatures are dropping, and away we go. All right, good.
Yep.
Our challenger, are we struggling with last names today? Adrian, who's our challenger?
Oh, well, Brenda from GVR. We had a last-minute competitor after someone hung up.
Oh, so. Understood. I should know better.
Trust me, brother. I know what you like, but sometimes live radio, things happen. Like. John Cena's retirement. A lot of things are happening, Chad.
The man knows you.
Yeah, how long is this going on? How long until... So John Cena is not done yet? It was the last Monday Night Raw?
It was the last Monday Night Raw. His last final day is the day before Toy Drive closes. So
Brenda,
on Monday,
I have to
it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, Brenda, Adrian's emotional on a variety of levels. It's tough.
Okay.
Yeah. What is your last name?
Espino.
Hmm?
Espino.
I swear to God, I thought you said Cena, and I thought you were screwing
Oh, my God.
Me. And I was like,
Brenda Cena
Brenda,
it is.
I was like, Brenda, I got my eyes on you. Make sure that you buzz in with your name really loud when you know the answer. You might even want to say it two or three times when you know the answer, but don't blurt out the answer because you may think you got in first, but the other person snuck in and snaked it from you. And then let me ask you this, Michelle Duong of Cadence, two-time champion. Why is it that our quizmaster is called the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her last name is Gordon! The one, the only, the transcontinental champion able to make it to Southern California, sing at a wedding, and come back all within 24 hours and do another gig on Sunday. She had to come to work just to get some rest, for the love of God.
Yes, I did.
The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
This boy band of Brotherhood have made it into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Thanks to their incredible songs like Jealous. And here's a hint. We've been giving the tickets away for 2 weeks. What's the name?
It's funny because Jealous is a solo project.
Michelle. Was it the Jonas Brothers?
It's the Jonas Brothers.
You're so right, Chet. And I thought about it, too. As I was saying it, did you hear the hesitancy? I was like... It is a solo song. It's a
Nick. That was a Nick. It. But you know what? You made it a little trickier on a Monday. That's all
Thank
right.
You. Thank you so much.
I like all that. You can't beat the champ, though.
No, you
champ
can't.
Goes up one zip.
This singer, once known as Lizzie McGuire, has a new album coming February.
Brenda. Hillary Duff.
Are we talking about Hillary Duff?
Oh, yeah.
You know we are, and we are tied at one.
This movie hit theaters this weekend, blasting past the original.
Brenda.
What'd you hear, Adrian? I thought I might have heard a Michelle.
I thought I heard Brenda.
Brenda? Okay, no, I'll go with that because I'm not sure what I heard. Brenda.
Wicked.
More specific, please.
Wicked for good?
Yeah. There you go. $150 million, still not the biggest movie of the year, strangely enough.
What is?
That Minecraft movie.
Oh,
had 162 opening weekend. It was
insane.
Remember all that craziness? The champ is in trouble. Challenger up 2-1.
It was a celebrity event for F1 in Vegas with the queen herself showing up.
Michelle.
Is it Terry Crews?
No, you want to finish the question, Michaela?
Sure. Yes. It was a celebrity event for F1 in Vegas with the queen herself, and the Beehive went nuts when they saw her.
Brenda.
Brenda for the win.
Beyonce.
Game over, new champion. What? Yeah, that was tough, Michelle. Michelle.
Good job, Michelle.
Terry was there, but not the answer to the question.
Yeah, Terry Crews was there, not the queen that we were referring to. Probably doesn't like you calling him that, but that's okay. No, Michelle, you're a great champion. Two-time champ. Good. Michelle Duong, great job. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy all your prizes, and I'm sure we'll see you down the road soon.
Thank you.
Bye, Michelle. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, now, Brenda, can we get this straight? Brenda, what's your last name now?
Espino.
Espino?
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it all along. Brenda Espino from Green Valley Ranch, our brand new champion on my kiddo's hometown throwdown. And for you, we'll start you out with a Glittering Lights Fast Pass. You get to go to the far right lane at Glittering Lights Las Vegas Motor Speedway and qualify to win a Glittering Lights date night package. Tomorrow, do you want to play for Interstellar Arc, the immersive experience at Area 15? Or Olivia Dean is coming to town. All the kids are crazy about her. And so is Michaela, obviously.
Yeah, she's the best.
I love her Michaela, so much.
Your gasp of
I was like, wait, really?
Olivia Dean. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to play for tomorrow?
Area 15.
Okay, we'll do that because it's Champion's Choice and it's Thanksgiving week. And we got a brand new champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
By the Raiders fans, just a heads up. Offensive coordinator fired this morning. Late yesterday. You probably already knew that. You probably got the notification. They also just fired the senior offensive assistant. So the Raiders are making moves. Well, I guarantee... What I know of Mark Davis, he's not pleased today.
See what happens you lose to my low-life Cleveland Browns.
Man, bro, and in that fashion, it's not good. Honestly, I was telling people yesterday, I thought that might be it for Pete, which breaks my heart. I'm a Seahawk fan from way back from birth, and I didn't like the idea of Pete Carroll going to the Seahawks from USC because I thought he was a cheater. And then I read his book. His book changed my life. Win forever. True story. His book changed my life. And I was all in. But still, when he came to the Raiders, I was like, well, if anybody could do it, Pete could do it. But it's been...
Yeah, he's starting to age for the life.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And it's not any better for the Raiders at the LA Chargers in SoFi on Sunday. UGLY.
But if there was ever a time,
if there was ever a time for them to step up. We talked about this last week, Michaela. Do you like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I like to have it on the background.
Yeah, my wife's fired up. She's excited. She's going to make bread. She's going to make corn pudding. She's going to make green bean casserole. And she's going to have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on. Didn't always feature giant balloons. First parade took place in 1924. They used to just have real life animals from the Central Park Zoo. The old pictures are just hilarious. I don't know why they're hilarious to me, but they just are. It's like, you know, it's like leopards on leashes. It's not.
Yeah.
It's weird. 1927, the very first character balloon, you may or may not. Do you know what Felix the Cat is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured Adrian
I literally almost said a cat, duh. And then I was like, that's not the question. Oh, don't say that.
Mom, no, that's not wrong.
Do I know? Yes, that's I do. Also, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a cat. Duh. I would accept that. I would. I would eat that. I would just be like, okay, great.
Okay, great.
Filled with oxygen, not helium, supported by handlers with poles. So they held it up with poles. Here's the reason why I tell you all of this. Back in the day, can you imagine the chaos if they did this now? Back in the day, they didn't deflate the balloons after the parade. Just let them go.
Oh, my God.
Just let them go.
Wild.
Did that for five. They started using helium in 1928, so they could fly away. So they did that for 4 years. Just turned them loose for 4 years. Then in 1932, some biplane pilot tried to catch one of the balloons, you know, for like a stunt. The balloon got wrapped around her wing and she almost crashed into like people. And, you know, it would have been just horrific. So they said, maybe we shouldn't do it this way anymore. And they started popping them.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, or deflating them or whatever they would do.
Good.
But just the chaos, the way we used to live.
Just let things go. Bye, see ya. We're done here.
Yeah, fine. It'll show up somewhere. And then can you imagine somebody, I mean, in 1930, whatever. I mean, I don't know how much communication there was, but I do know that that was also right around the time. Have you ever heard of War of the Worlds?
Yes.
On Halloween, this guy does this thing about an alien invasion, about how the Martians were coming to take over the world. And it was a national broadcast and caused nationwide panic because people thought it was real.
For sure.
They didn't get it. So can you imagine if you're after Thanksgiving and then you see this stupid giant Felix the Cat flying over, you know, Pennsylvania?
You're like, what is going on?
I don't know. That's all I have to say about that. I don't have a wacky punchline.
Wake up, get the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I forgot which one of us it is. Who's anti-pie? Adrian, is that you?
I'm not a pie fan. Not the biggest.
You don't like pie?
Nope.
Michaela, you like pie?
Love pie.
Are you still a pumpkin pie person?
Yep.
Pecan
always.
Pie?
Yes. Oh, yes.
There's just, have you noticed that every year it seems to grow just a little bit? The hatred, the anti-pumpkin pie faction grows larger every year.
Yeah.
The rhetoric just gets more vicious.
No, I was just reading a stupid thing. Boomers and Gen X are holding on to pumpkin and pecan pies at Thanksgiving. Which I almost did it. Every year, I'm good for at least two or three times calling Thanksgiving Halloween. I don't know why.
It's okay.
I just do
They're
it. I just
close.
Do it. I just, yeah, are they?
No.
You know, you know one you. After the other. But yeah, but thank you. No, thanks for the backup.
Forever.
But boomers and Gen X are holding on to pumpkin and pecan. Apple like holds its own. Younger people now pushing apple. And chocolate pies. The Gen Z and millennial push for chocolate pie has led the pumpkin pie people to believe that chocolate pie may overtake pumpkin pie within the next couple of generations. That is, if pies don't go out of style. Completely.
What kind of sick world do we live in?
I know. What's happening?
Ugh.
Enough.
Get over it, everybody.
It's your guys' Enough. Fault. It's your guys'
Can
fault.
Can I tell you guys actually when Why? I took my dad to Philly? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, just saying. No, you first. You already jumped ahead. In. Hang on, Adrian. What did you say when you took your dad to Philly?
When I took my dad to Philly, his best friend came to visit him, and they brought this huge praline pie because my dad loves it. Can I tell you guys the best time we actually had was in the hotel room where we had two spoons and we were just eating it throughout the 2 days. We looked like little pigs, but we just would go walk past it, have a little bite, leave the house. It was the best.
No, that's the way.
What's praline?
Dude, I will eat pumpkin pie for breakfast as we go along. Pralines are like candy. Hang on, I'm Googling.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like because
I. Yeah, they're caramelized pecans.
Yeah, they're okay, so good. Okay.
They're like candy covered pecans and they're delicious. My wife loves like pralines and cream ice cream.
Same. My favorite.
Well, you know what's funny? I look at it and I go, I don't think I like that. And then I eat it and I'm like, this is my favorite.
I know.
What am I kidding?
I know.
All right. What were you going to say, Adrian?
I feel like all the restaurants that had pie at, like, when you walk out, like, all those restaurants have gone out of business, man. The Perkins. I don't even know if there was ever Perkins here in Las Vegas. Bob Evans, all these different places.
Well, Marie Callender's kind of Bob is not Evans. Anywhere.
There's one on Rainbow, like Rainbow and Jones or something like that. Or Cheyenne, Rainbow and Cheyenne. But, like, all those places are going extinct.
It's true.
And like berry pies. I've never heard of this. Arizona likes grape pie. Arizona's freaky, man.
Yikes.
I don't
so
grape pie.
That's disgusting.
What the?
Well, I guess it would be like a blueberry or a raspberry pie. Oh God, I'm not a grape girl to begin with. So
this is dumb. I've never heard of such a thing. Ohio likes butterscotch pie. Sounds delicious. Tennessee and North Carolina like buttermilk pie. What the?
What is that? I don't hate it.
Sounds gross.
I mean, buttermilk pancakes.
Then this is dumb. Then sweet potato pie, which is amazing.
Yep.
Pennsylvania likes shoe fly pie. Oregon likes tamale pie. Kansas like Frito chili pie. But those aren't pie. That's snack. That's Frito chili pie is snack. That's where you open up a bag of Fritos. You cut off the top of it. Dump a bunch of chili in on top of it. You grab a fork and you just get after it.
Delicious.
Okay, hungry now.
I know.
Still have relationship rehab coming up. Olivia Dean tickets. Are you ready for this? The Curious Case of the Tidy Whitey Switch. Coming up on Relationship Rehab, the Curious Case of the Tidy Whitey Switch.
I hate us.
With 10 days to go until Toy Drive Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes. It's all coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, let's go. Monday, the 24th day of November, 2025. It's just about 8:07. We are 10 days from Toy Drive.
Woo!
And it's always this weird time, too, because, I mean, you know, beautiful outside. Probably going to be 70 as we head up towards Thanksgiving. And then give it another couple of days after that. Highs in the 50s, lows in the 40s, maybe the upper 30s, and it's Toy Drive time. I'd like to get the wet out of the way, you know. But
I think it will be okay with that part.
You know what though? And mid 50s and cloudy. That's my jam for Toy Drive. That is perfect. And thank you to our friends at Enchant. Chet Buchanan Show, brought to you by Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark, the world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more now through December 28th. Find out more and get your tickets at enchantchristmas.com. Relationship Rehab, brought to you by our new best friends at Big Bully Turf. Proud spot. Oh, I'll tell you a story.
Tell me.
Went to dinner with some friends Friday night. This was the absolute best part of my weekend. Got a new phone on Friday. Friday was pretty solid for me. Got a new phone, desperately needed. That's a total nightmare, though, because you have to sign back into all your
stuff. Oh, 100%.
I don't remember stupid passwords and all that. Yeah, it's so dumb. They're so dumb. But buddy of mine, so Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes. I don't know if you heard, Toy Drive starts in 10 days. I don't know if you're aware.
The best.
Buddy of mine, buddy of ours, Corner Office JB, you guys know this story, his kids are in Boy Scouts, and they were at Boy Scout meeting, and this guy comes over to him and goes, You're the radio station, right? You're the manager of the radio station. Yeah. He goes, you know Chet Buchanan? Yeah. You know Toy Drive? He goes, yeah. I know a little bit about that. He works for Big Bully Turf, and he says they are all in.
Oh, my gosh.
Like at that next level. And that they have been putting together bikes furiously. Like many people who come in, you know, are semi-new to Toy Drive. They didn't know you don't have to put all the bikes together because bikes in boxes.
I love that though. Yeah, true.
Bikes in boxes fill up trucks, and bikes in boxes still count on the bike board. So you're kind of double dipping. You know what I mean? If we're trying to make big numbers to try and take care of a lot of people, that's a great way to do it. And honestly, it's easier for you. And think about this too. There's nothing better. There really is nothing better. Adrian, have you put together a bike?
Yes.
For Sire?
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas Eve?
The Christmas week.
Okay. But you get, there's a special kind of satisfaction.
Different type of
magic.
That
goes along with that. there's something really cool about that. And that's what Toy Drive, honestly, Toy Drive is about. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, I mean, we're just trying to put some normalcy back in people's lives in a super abnormal and sucky situation.
Totally.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And yes, are there bigger problems out there to fix? Probably. But we can fix this one, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
This is not so, you know, and then we'll move on. We'll do the rest of them. Help Us Southern Nevada is around 24/7, 365. So don't, you know, it's not just a holiday thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of places to do good works all year round. So it ain't going to hurt nobody if you donate to Toy Drive. It's okay. Mm-hmm. We'll still work on the other things. But anyway, it all starts in 10 days. Relationship rehab. You know what? I'm going to hold this just for a minute.
Oh.
Just because we've spent a lot of time on Toy Drive. We'll get to it in a second. The curious case of the tidy whitey switch. David and Aliante has been dating this really great girl for about a year. They're having very interesting conversations. Okay. Not necessarily about a proposal. There's not necessarily a proposal coming during the holidays. You know, that's a popular time.
Sure, of course.
But she is asking for a very interesting commitment. We'll jump into all of it. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Coming up right after Billie Eilish.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf, the proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive Sea of Bikes. And proud sponsor of Relationship Rehab. We have two tickets if you want to go to Olivia Dean's The Art of Loving Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena. You got time to pick out your outfit Saturday, July 18th. One of the very first pairs of tickets in this town.
It's going to be so good, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the best.
Call her number 25 right now.
Concert's in July, which means the Grammys are in February, and she's going to win a couple. So tickets are going to be expensive.
Yeah. Hey.
Don't deal with any of that stress. Just listen to us. We got you.
Hey. Relationship Rehab, David Aliante. Been dating this really great girl for about a year. Things are progressing normally. We have conversations about the future like anyone else. But nothing serious. I don't think she expects me to propose during the holidays, and I don't have any intention of doing so. Not yet, anyway. She read something recently that said it's better for your swimmers if you wear tidy whities. So she drops it on me that she would like to start wearing tidy whities. She would like me to start wearing tidy whities instead of my normal boxer briefs. I understand the future, you know, and all of that, but this was a bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have never been a tidy whitey guy, not even when I was a little kid. I had garanimals and underoos. I'm not sure I can do this. I get it if we were actively trying to have a child, but just because she read a thing, I've suggested she try wearing different things on occasion as well, but not a full-scale wardrobe switch. Mm-hmm. He's being funny there, David is, I think. I've got a solid case to stand my ground, don't I? Yeah, 702-364-9898.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Dean tickets right now for caller number 25. Phone lines open for all opinions right now. The curious case of the tidy whitey switch. Just because she read it. I know. Can we just say, looking at all of this from 30,000 feet, I guarantee she read this thing, thought it was a great idea, didn't think it was a big deal.
100%. She read it in like probably a Cosmo magazine where it says tips to make your man want to have a baby.
In her online, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like, here we go. I've been
Cosmo's
there.
Cosmo's TikTok.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know. But again, she, to her, and we don't know. We don't know. But my guess is she's like, whatever. It's a good idea. I'm here to tell you, Yeah, that's big.
Oh, good.
All right, let's discuss relationship rehab.
The Chet Buchanan Show, professionally unprofessional, 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC. Chet Buchanan Show, toy drive, sea of bikes. It begins in 10 days. David and Aliante, been dating this girl for about a year. She read somewhere recently, it's better for you if you think about having a kid, to wear tidy whities instead of normal, instead of anything else. He wears boxer briefs, and she has requested that he switch. And he's like, oh, no, I never did.
I feel like this is such a dude conversation simply because for me, I'm like, yeah, she makes sense. But then I'm like, this could be so uncomfortable for guys. Like, I don't want to co-sign if it's like rough.
You go with however you feel.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see how you guys feel.
There's no wrong answers here. I always thought it was boxers. I thought it was boxers that you were supposed to. I thought it was not tidy whities.
I feel like I thought the same.
No, I've heard the tidy whities thing before.
It made sense to me.
Circulation, I don't know.
Literally, while I was listening to Ed Sheeran proclaim his love, I was thinking, wait a minute, this isn't how this works. Who are we starting with, Adrian?
We'll start with Erica.
Erica, is this a big deal? David's actual question is, I've got a solid case to stand my ground, right? He does not want to change to tidy whities from the boxer briefs. Is this okay?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. It's his body. But I have questions. Like, you read once this article? Like, where? Was it like a Google pop-up ad? Did you ask chat?
Did you ask chat?
Like, you can't just go off of one article. It's like the internet. We need to do research. We need to, like, full-on research here. But also, it's your body. It's whatever you're comfortable with. You want your man to be comfortable in whatever he is, because then he's just going to be happier. And obviously, that's good for everyone. And then on the flip side, like, if he was like, you know, I heard that if you wear a push-up bra, it's really good for your back. Like, what?
Yes.
No, you're right.
You would be like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, so do what you want. Wear whatever you want. Who cares? She's going to love you anyway.
Love this girl.
No, we get that. And Michaela loves it. I know Michaela loves that because that's her. So she's glad.
That
she's
answer glad to, is my answer encapsulated. Yes. She got Chad padded bras.
It's hard.
I love you, girl. That was
It's hard because I try and force her. I try and force her to take a stand.
That's my stand.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's funny that my body, my choice.
Totally.
Comes around to get you, doesn't it?
Yeah. You had me at Ask Chat, honestly. That was right away. She had me at, did you even ask chat?
Yeah, right? Right?
Same.
But yeah, where did this information come from?
Uh-huh.
Just exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Erica, before I forget, congratulations. Enjoy Olivia Dean. We'll see you in July at MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. I tried every pre-sale and could not get through, so this makes me so happy.
Don't worry about it. We got you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. Love you guys.
All right. Love you back.
Erica.
Yeah. We'll see you. Oh, that's great. We could stop there and be happy.
You could.
But I feel like Zoe is going to tell us something amazing.
Okay.
Zoe, does David have solid case to stand his ground? We know my body, my choice. But we also know what it's like when your significant other would like, especially when it goes from her to him, when she would like for you to do something.
Well, I would say, honestly, as I'm a wife and I just say the most random things all the time. Like, anything I see online, I'm just like saying it straight out. Like, this is in my brain. Like, oh, I saw that online. You wear whitey tighties. It's better for your sperm. So, right. Like, I don't think it really matters. I like, my husband doesn't care at all, really. If I like, I don't think most men care, in my life at least.
I feel so aligned with the girls calling today. I'm just randomly blurting out things. What a star. Yeah.
But Zoe, and you know what? David's significant other, we don't know her name. You should be so proud. You should try and get him to lock it up. You should hope he should give you a ring because he's listening to you and he's taking it serious. I never even considered that. Zoe, I knew you were going to be amazing. I knew it.
I know. I hear it. Like, if he's thinking, like, processing, like, will that make her happy? Honestly, he probably wants to marry her already.
Totally.
The idea. The idea that he's considered, that he's conflicted over this. I never even considered that, Zoe. You're a genius. Mm-hmm. You're so good. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye, girl.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Michaela, I never thought about that.
I feel like that really does seal the deal. The fact that he has questions, wants to know, he's willing. I love it.
It's it comes out of the movie A Few Good Men. It's a thing that's kind of in the news a lot right now about whether you can actually decide which orders to follow and which orders not to. However, isn't this the truth? What Zoe just said. Sometimes I will tell you this. Amy's very careful about what she says to me because she knows if she says something to me, it's getting done. And it's probably getting done sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, not always, but most likely. David and Aliante is also that guy. You're right. She might have just blurted this out. Hey, no, I just saw on TikTok the tidy whities, and he's like, I got to start wearing tidy whities. I don't want to wear tidy whities. I've never worn tidy whities. Just because she mentioned it.
Totally.
And they had a conversation.
Or he realizes, oh, she's talking about kids. I need to get out of this because this got way too serious, way too fast.
Oh, God. Oh God.
I'm just saying. Concerned about my swimmers. Wait a minute.
There's that as well. There's also that. So, okay. Michaela, vote. Do you switch to tidy whities or you just stay with your boxer briefs?
I think you stay with your boxer briefs. It's all good, dude. Be comfortable.
Adrian.
Stay with your boxer briefs.
I stay with the boxer briefs. Yeah. I stay with the boxer briefs and see. I definitely want to see how serious she is about this. You know what I mean? If it gets to the stage where all of a sudden you go into your drawer, I assume they live together because they've been together for about a year. I don't know. He says progressing normally. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But if one day you reach into your drawer and you're, you know, whatever, your Calvin Klein's have been replaced by Fruit of the Looms, you know, then maybe we need to have another discussion.
Totally.
But maybe right now, God, but good for you, dude. You listen and you pay attention.
Yeah,
I never considered that. Never considered that. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf, only on the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I ask you something, Michaela, about that? You would know this better than I would. It just struck me. I was going to do something entirely different, but now I want to ask you this question.
Tell me.
On the red carpet at Wicked for Good, Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande especially, but Cynthia Erivo too was a big change. And then who is the woman that was the mom in Crazy Rich Asians? Isn't she in that movie too?
Oh, anyway, yes.
I saw another picture of her. They're all like skinny to the point of you can see the sternum. What is that all about? Is this because everybody's taking Monjaro and whatnot? Is this a trend or is it just them?
Well, we kind of talked about this last week because I think Amy was wondering the same thing, like why do all the girls get so skinny? And I
did
think
we talk about it last week?
Yeah,
and Michelle Yeoh and all that stuff. That's
okay. Well,
for those of you who listen to every single, hang on every single syllable that we say, I'm so sorry that we're repeating.
No, but it's the same answer. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I honestly wouldn't know because I am hungry.
I wasn't relating it directly to you, but I also wondered if you, like your girlies, were talking about it. I was hanging out with a guy the other day And he was like, wow, man, you're so skinny. What are you on? Because I've dropped a few. I've put a couple back on. But it's the holidays.
Yeah.
But he goes, oh, man, wow, you look great. What are you on? I'm like, nothing, bro. I'm nothing that I haven't been taking for the last like 5 years after I got my heart valve done.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But that was more for like blood sugar and whatnot, and it's just a little tiny bit. But he was like, oh, well, I'm taking Mounjaro.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, why? You're fine. And I just wondered if it was a thing where everybody was doing it and then they just didn't realize like everybody looks like that. So it was a thing.
Yeah. All I could really think is that at like the craft service table at the ways on set, it's like very clean eating, doing things very differently since they're all so skinny. Maybe they're on Mounjaro. I have no idea. I also feel like some people just lose weight or do different dieting habits and then it changes them completely. I mean, they're definitely thinner, but I know even for me, like when I quit drinking and I cut gluten, I lost like 12 pounds and at 5 feet tall, it made the biggest difference ever for me.
Sure.
People are like, are
sure.
you on?
And they're tiny.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm just, self-discipline.
I don't know. Well, I'll say it. You don't have to say it. I'll say it. It's too much. It's just too much. And obviously it's bothered me enough that I've brought it up twice now,
that's
apparently.
Okay.
I didn't realize it.
No, and it's Adrian, okay, were you gonna say something? No, because it's a double take situation. I was just trying to like have your back that like, yeah, it's seeing these photos it's startling. Like, yo, what the hell's going on? Especially Michelle Yeoh, because she wasn't we've had these questions with Ariana Grande. I remember the first premiere. It seems like it got a little bit worse. But then Michelle Yeoh and others have joined and it's like, yo, what the heck's going on?
The Cynthia Erivo, Ari, we've seen it. You know what I mean? Where she's kind of, and I think Michaela's point is super valid. She's tiny, so it doesn't take much.
Big difference.
I think she's a little stressed out too. I think she's been a little worked up about it. But Cynthia Erivo was the one that really, I was like, oh no, you don't need, you
I
don't
mean,
need.
Look, also
she was kind
Hollywood
of muscular.
Demands to your point, ugh. Like being on the carpet, being on screen, bringing in a movie that's bringing in 150 million a pop. Like it is a lot of stress. And as much as we want to be like body positivity, everyone looks beautiful.
Yeah,
that is not true.
Want.
You will find them in your DMs, checking your weight, checking your fate. Like there's a lot of stress.
That's and you can't win. It's a no. And so and that's another conversation. No, it's a no win. You got some stupid morning DJ in Las Vegas going, you're too skinny. And you know, I'm saying,
don't talk about me like that. No, I'm just kidding.
but I'm trying to come from a place of love.
Yeah.
Cause I'm looking at this going, dude, we don't got to do this.
No,
people.
Absolutely.
But don't make yourself sick.
To your point, and you are saying it with love. And I love that about you. Like, it really is a lose-lose. Either you're too fat or you're too skinny. The stress is very high. And it's like, maybe just don't comment at all. Like, they're making a movie.
maybe don't
maybe
comment.
Maybe just tell me like
all.
The movie.
Hear what Michaela just said. Yeah, people aren't going to call. Yeah, they're not going to. They're not going to comment.
But they do it to Lizzo, too. They said Lizzo was too heavy. Now she's too skinny. Megan Trainor was too heavy.
That's a different topic. She's messed up.
Jonah Hill.
I don't think it's a different topic. I think, honestly, you should not have anything to say about women's bodies.
No. Hold on a second.
Or men.
Lizzo, honestly. Lizzo was so far on this side, and for her to do what she did to get skinny and just throw all that stuff out the way, I feel like there's a big portion of her fan base that felt like they got left in the dust.
Especially when she had made such a big deal out of it, you know what I mean? Of being larger and all of that.
But she's addressed it. She said, listen, I was really unhealthy. I am body positivity, but also I'm unhealthy. So let's get healthy together.
No argument for me. I'm just saying, but for those that, you know, that go, oh, wait a minute, hold on. But you're right. It would be a nice world if everybody just shut
I know.
Up.
And I think I'm a little sensitive because I hate those DMs. People say it to me sometimes and it bothers me. It hurts my feelings. So I can't imagine how like on a bigger platform, real life thing, it must make them feel.
It is funny. And it's different. I think it's harder. It's definitely harder for a woman because honest to God, one time I was doing something, it was on YouTube, and the very first comment was, who is this cancer patient?
Oh, my God.
Shaved.
I hate the internet. I swear to God.
But I was like, wow, Good one.
Okay, good one.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Because there is a little bit of it that you've kind of finally made it once they feel the need. Because when they're not saying anything about you, you know, that's not good either. So you've kind of finally made it when they talk the mess. Well, at least that works for me. That makes me feel better.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Coming up on 9:04, Monday morning, the 24th day of November. 10 days. You look outside. You go, wait a minute, it's going to be how warm today? 10 days. Well, that tracks. Mm-hmm. That clocks.
Yep.
10 days till toy drive. It all changes this weekend. It all changes this weekend. And then, this Thursday, Thanksgiving. Next Thursday, toy drive.
It's awesome.
And away we go. And weird to think about 22 days, just a little over 3 weeks away from toy drive. It's done. That's the weird part.
That's wild. And then it's just new year.
Yeah, wait. I'm not sure how the math works on this, but yeah, 22. So 22 days, it's over. I don't know. 3 Mondays from now, it's over. Literally, we'll be heading into the last hour. Here are the numbers. Here's where we're at. Here's where we're hoping to be. I mean, technically, one more bike would be 7,675 bikes. One more dollar in cash and gift cards would be $786,895. In all honesty, you know me, I like round numbers anyway. So 8,000 and 800,000, fingers crossed, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might be able to live with 7 and 7. You know, I mean, that's kind of what we did last. I mean, well, came close to 8 and 8 last year.
Yeah, no, we were really close to 8.
There's going to be 100 charities again. You know what I mean? They're already there. They're already locked in. All the volunteers are locked in. If you're looking for a volunteer, I'll tell you what, though, be careful what you're getting yourself into. I know that there's a volunteer opportunity for loading bikes on the Monday. Our buddy Shannon, remember the pink, the bike?
Yes, I love her. Yeah. The head of the motorcycle.
I can never remember the name of their group.
Diva Bling.
Dazzlin.
Blinging. Bling.
Bling Divas.
Bling Divas. Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Anyway, she and one of our buddies, from Nicole from Help, they're apparently heading up the volunteers to load bikes on Monday. Now, that sounds like an amazing thing. I'm telling you, unless you are comfortable with pressing 20 pounds over your head 1,000 times.
Yeah, maybe this job isn't for you, baby.
It sounds great.
Yeah, and you want to be so helpful.
Oh, dude, but not long into it, you're like, whoo.
About six or seven bikes in. Dude. You're like, hold on.
These muscles I do not use.
Exactly.
This is not what I do.
And that's just the warm-up.
In my daily life. So I'm just saying, yes, we need you, but wow, just know and have a decent pair of gloves. And it all starts.
That's right.
Probably a little late for today, but keep in mind tomorrow. Do you make your bed right when you get up?
No, because Lisa's still in it.
Adrian?
Nope.
I am that guy.
Really?
I, on my side, and I have, yeah.
No, Chet, no. What does that mean? So Amy's still in the bed, and then you get out of the bed, and you just fold up your side of the bed?
I straighten up my side.
That is psychotic.
Chet.
Not like military, but I pull it up.
I am both intrigued and endeared.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm not like making hospital corners.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call that.
He's like lifting a mattress. He's like,
I just, I pull it up. I make sure the pillows are where they ought to be.
Amy can't get out of the bed. Okay. The sheets are too tight.
Because I've now trapped her in the bed.
Yeah, she's like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah.
I guess Willie Nelson's wife did that. He came home drunk and lipped off to her. And she was like, great, just go to sleep. And then he went into, then he went to sleep. Cause my wife says she always says she'll do this to me. Cause it's some sort of Texas thing that, and then she whip stitched Willie Nelson, his wife, whip stitched him into the bed.
Oh, you know, my just God.
Stitch, sewed him into the bed and then beat him with a broomstick.
Are you kidding me?
That's a story. Yeah.
Sounds like something Willie Nelson's wife would do. Respect.
No, and my wife says she'll do it to me if I'm not careful. And I was like, well, if I deserve it, probably. if you could avoid the face, I'd be appreciative.
Not the face.
Not the face. Okay, but if you, I'll just read this. Do you make your bed first thing when you wake up? If so, you should reconsider. You might think you're winning the morning, but there's a case for laziness here. Apparently, when you, and we all know this, but this is the gross part that nobody wants to talk about. When you sleep, you know, your body gets warm.
Yeah.
And you sweat a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And then apparently if you make your bed, they're now saying if you make your bed the second that you get up, it seals all the grossness in.
Okay, but also what grossness? Like you're just sweating a little bit.
Yeah, you're sweating your dead skin. And then that grows dust mites.
Ew.
I know.
Ew, Chet.
Yeah.
Dust mites.
So they say, and they say, especially if you have asthma or allergies or whatever, that if you get up and you do have a tightly made bed, that you're doing it wrong. That instead, they say you should pull back your covers and let your bed breathe for 30 minutes. And then, and maybe even flip on the fan if you got one.
Okay.
Maybe not the fan, but I'm with them on this.
We have a sliding glass door.
Yeah, but you're with leaving it. You're not. Do you make it?
Do you make the bed? I have in the past, but no, I gotta go to work.
It's happened. It's happened before.
A couple times, but.
It says you should not skip making your bed completely. National Sleep Foundation say that people who make their beds get better sleep.
All right.
Based on what? What a random statement. Because they made their bed, they could sleep better. I'll send
Oh, yeah. No.
But also, you're kind of lazy if you make it.
Huh? No, you're not lazy if you make it.
Oh, I thought you said you're lazy if you make it in the morning.
No. You're not lazy if you make it. You're lazy if you don't. It's not healthy.
If you do it in the morning. I'm hearing this now.
Right away.
Got it.
Just give it a minute.
Let it breathe.
Let things air out.
The dust mites get out of there.
Go
to work.
I'm going to use the bad word. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Moisture.
Ew. You hate that word.
You got to let that. I'm sorry. I know.
No, that's you hate
saying.
That word.
How often do you guys clean your sheets?
Every 2 weeks.
Every week?
Every week.
But that's my wife.
If
it was me, it'd be once a month.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's hilarious that, I'm doing it for TikTok, or it's a prank, has become the get out of jail free card. You're allowed, whatever you're doing, it's okay because it's for TikTok, or I'm filming here. So I would like to introduce you to Florida Sheriff Grady Judd.
We did get some security footage from a Tesla. That's right. A man's going to work. It's 36 degrees. And this dude is walking down the road buck naked. He's not even wearing his socks. So this nice man called the sheriff's office. We responded, and there he is, marching down the side of the road. We ask him, what are you doing? Well, it's a TikTok challenge. Well, you don't even have your cell phone. You're really naked when you don't have your cell phone. Nope. So we arrested him for obvious violations of the law. He went to the jail without any clothes on. Buck naked.
Buck naked.
Buck naked.
Buck naked.
I've never seen naked any other way.
No, naked. Because no, you're from the South. Hell yeah. And my other takeaway from that is, no socks. Not on his feet or anywhere else.
Blew him away.
No red hot chili peppers. None of that.
Yes.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. Al Michaels, do you know who that is?
No.
He is the great sports play-by-play guy. He does Thursday Night Football on Amazon. Said if they'll have him back, he'll do another season for awesome. Them. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! That's him. No idea. Miracle on Ice, U.S. Olympic hockey team.
It says more about me than this.
Monday Night Football forever, Sunday Night Football forever. Anyway, Al Michaels is the only play-by-play commentator to host the only play-by-play commentator or host to cover all four major U.S. sports championships.
Wow.
Super Bowl 11 times, World Series 8 times, NBA Finals twice.
Dude, that's cool.
And I don't recall him ever being in a position to do it basketball. And the Stanley Cup Final 3 times. I don't remember that either, but, and I'm that nerd.
Yeah, no, I know. You'd also kill that job too.
The other day that would have been my real dream, although I'm happy right where I am, but that was when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you would have rocked all those, the NBA and all that stuff.
Me nerding out the other day, going to Monday Night Football with Farhan Naqvi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aiden Hill was with us from Golden Knights.
So
that was cool. Flex. Name drop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Drop it.
No, but my favorite part was we were steps away from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman doing Monday Night Football just right over there.
I bet you loved that.
Oh my, I was freaking out. There were 14.coms that advertised during the Super Bowl in 2000. How many of those 14 do you believe are still around?
10.
4.
Wow.
Auto Trader, Monster.
Yeah.
The Job Search, not the energy drink.
Oh, okay.
WebMD.
Yeah, God.
And something called Last Minute Travel that I don't know what they operate. They must operate under Canoe or whatever one of those.
Kayak.
Whatever it is. One of those things that you paddle. I don't know. I know you as an Italian, you're very proud of pepperoni.
So proud of that pepperoni.
I don't know what that means.
No, you know.
I'm just trying to relate right now. I'm just trying to reach out to
Tell
you.
Tell me about it.
That's all. Pepperoni apparently is all American. In Italian, pepperoni with one P is the word for bell peppers. There's no salami that's named pepperoni with two P's, and they sure as hell don't put it on pizza in Italy.
Italy. Italians. Yeah, of course.
Dig it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll say it right now. Not just because you're the ones listening. I prefer the American Italian.
Yeah,
the American Italian. Yes. Have the t-shirts made. Protect the pepperoni. That actually sounds like there's a disease with your... Okay, we should go now. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Yes, sir. As we head towards Thanksgiving and Toy Drive, it is also Survivor Series weekend from our wrestling fans, which means a lot of new content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Watch on YouTube, listen wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app, and follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And what is Michaela Gordon doing on a Monday on a holiday week?
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaelaGordon. I'm just training today, going to the gym. Maybe
trying to pull it all back together after your chaotic weekend.
Psycho weekend.
Psycho weekend. For real, real. Make sure you reach out. Hey, it's the holidays. It's more important than ever. I need to call my aunt. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't think that, honestly, I say this every day more as a reminder to myself.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Than anybody else.
But it's a good reminder.
Yeah, call somebody, tell them you love them, that you haven't done it in a while, because you never know when you might not get that chance.
I actually have a bone to pick with you about this.
Why?
And I forgot to tell.
What is?
I've been using your little advice.
Yes?
Tell people you love them, give them some compliments.
Yeah. Yeah, and give somebody a little, you know, like, hey, great job today. Stuff like that.
Maybe I'll tell you tomorrow, because it's a longer story.
We have time.
Turn out well.
Right now, we have some. We have time.
All right. I went up to this guy who works at Fountain Blue, and I said, hey, you do a really good job, by the way. I always notice what a great job he does. He's always just like manning the floor, doing his thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Taking care of business. So I really laid on the compliments. I was thinking about you. And he said, I'm married.
Oh, he thought you were hitting on
him. And I was like, I'm not hitting on you, you moron.
Okay, maybe just, you know.
Just lay off.
Hey, good job, buddy. You know, maybe that's enough.
Yeah, don't take it too far.
That's it.
But I was thinking of you.
Yeah, yeah. I often do the, where you buy candy, you know, you go up to, if you're checking out at a store, and I go, you know where they have the candy bars right next to, like at Target or Walmart or at the grocery store or whatever.
Course.
And I go, hey, which one of these is the best? And whichever one they say, I just grab it. They scan it. And I go, that's for you. And then I leave.
Yeah.
I go, you're doing a great job. I hope you have a great day. I have learned that it's probably best if I do that while my wife is there.
Yes.
Because otherwise, sometimes you get the look.
I know.
And then, yeah.
I know.
All right, where were we? So then that, and then this. Oh, yeah, believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. 10 days until Toy Drive. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.